Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Madnin!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, good morning, good morning to our listeners as well. I think I was up nice and early. We have this Reddit AMA, which was a lot of fun, and thanks to the guys at Reddit India, Dexter and Saptarishi, for setting this up. And thanks to everyone who logged in and had a conversation with us. We really appreciate it. So I thought, Bunty, today we can discuss a couple of big stories last week. One of them has to do with an unfortunate incident where I think some of the staff members of Indigo Airways, a domestic airline in India, they assaulted a passenger, elderly passenger. And his name is Rajiv Katyal. So this is all there in a story on travelandleisure.com, which I think is an international magazine. It's not the Indian edition. A story posted a couple of days ago. The passenger in question was Rajiv Katyal. So there was a viral video. And the thing is, the video itself was taken, I believe, by one of the Indigo Airways staff. He was dragged along the tarmac. He got into an argument with the staff. He was told to stay clear of a truck. There was some noise on the tarmac. Katyal misunderstood the staff. But they were being rude and they used some foul language. And then they refused to let the guy board the shuttle bus. And he reacted. A fight broke out. Now, there's been a couple of other complications to it. There was, I believe the CEO of the airlines apologized. And there was an apology put up on Twitter as well. Said he was taking some action. Then there was some news about how the whistleblower in the case had been terminated. So the immediate reaction that people had was to pounce on the airline. Then the airline came up with a clarification on about the fact that the whistleblower wasn't really a do-gooder who'd been terminated, but he was actually the guy who instigated the whole incident. That, there was some difference in opinion. There was some minor verbal skirmish, minor or moderate, whatever you want to call it. And then it seemed that things were simmering, were sort of quietening down. But then, the guy instigated people to go ahead. That sort of thing. There was a lot of outrage on social media about this kind of atrocious behavior. And it is atrocious behavior. But someone else, I think a person by the name of Nikhil Taneja, I think he made some interesting points. And, I don't know. I think the significance of his points was beyond this incident, which is that people in India treat service staff in a very condescending, nasty, humiliating manner. So, that's probably the larger context larger backdrop. It's one of the factors in the backdrop of all this kind of stuff happening. So that's basically the story kind of in a nutshell. And I thought we could have a conversation about, questions of class relations, questions of inequality, of customer service expectations, rule following, and the like.
Let's begin at the very beginning, which is behavior in while traveling on air, right? I think people in India have a very, they don't have the most positive impression as airline travelers. There are lots of lines wheeled out, which is first is the fact that, since there's been the explosion of air travel, quite a lot of people are traveling in air or using an aeroplane for the first time. It's a novel experience. They do not know how to behave. They do not know what the airline etiquette is, etc., etc. But if you put that to one side, there is this concern around, when we get on an aeroplane, simple things like people getting up from their seats at the first sign of the plane landing rather than waiting to. So they're kind of asking for extra whiskey, and I can go on. There are like these lots of different vignettes of an Indian on an aircraft, which comes into sharp relief. But let's put that to one side for the moment. Focus on this guy who I think it's very interesting that the media narrative has been, what has the airline done wrong? I like to step back, and because we want to bring an alternative take into everything, let's focus on what this guy could have done that triggered this. Because it's not every day that an airline that flies so many people around the country, I'm not saying that what they did was correct, but I just want to examine what happens in the lead up to something like this, where, you know, basically a guy is dragged out. Did this guy provoke? Did this guy misbehave? And I think that segues neatly into what you were saying around how people treat in India a range of different service providers, whether it's the hotel receptionist to the airline check-in staff. They are providing service. They are trying to do their best. And it's not uncommon where people on air hostesses both the men and the women to carry bags and then put bags. Like, I just find it very odd, the attitude. So I think is something in the attitude that this gentleman had that triggered staff to do this. That would be my first point, putting aside the fact that there's this broader context of behavior on airlines that Indians get a bad press for anywhere when you're traveling internationally. And the other thing that I was speaking up in relation to this story is the speed with which the company responds to something like this in this day and age of social media. Found out that IndiGo, though it takes off and lands for a majority of time on time, it's got a fantastic on-schedule reputation. In handling a crisis, probably it was caught on the back foot. And it resorted to pushing out some convoluted narrative around the person who was filming, and something that you alluded to, which is kind of, it's interesting to know in a general conspiracy theory kind of way, but doesn't solve the moot issue as to why people were restraining a passenger. And I think what IndiGo should have done, and this is almost like a crime, is either said that, look, this guy was to blame because he provoked and he misbehaved. And as a result, our ground staff took the view that he shouldn't get on the bus, and that would have been the end of the matter. It would have been disputed, but it would have been a line that the company took against an individual. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. It's got plastered all over the world as airline hospitality in India, which is far from the truth, because I think European airlines and American airlines in particular behave much badly and much more brusquely with people than Indian airlines do. So those are my kind of different, if I had to throw punches in different directions, excuse the pun, those would be the airline travel commentary, what this guy had done to lead up to that moment, and how the company handled this crisis.
Right. Sorry, yeah. So I think you do make excellent points. You know, Indian hotels also, I've almost universally had a very, very positive experience. And, you know, it's not like people in hotels in the US. I haven't really traveled that much in the West beyond the US. But it's not as if people in the US are necessarily rude. But, you know, they're very professional, matter of fact, as they should be. Hospitality in Indian hotels is exquisite. And even on airlines, yes, you know, sometimes the trouble I've faced with airlines has usually been, you know, just people who are surly and unhelpful at the check-in counter. When it comes to baggage, you know, I had like a bag that was, part of it got destroyed. The lock was broken, and you know, this was Jet Airways many years ago, and I just decided that, you know, I'm never going to fly Jet Airways again. You know, and now it may be a situation where I don't have any choice. But, you know, person was extraordinarily rude. But you know, I've seen like the you know, the pursers on board, the stewardesses, other staff members very often, you know, they're very, very helpful and polite. And I think you're absolutely right that this attitude that, you know, the average Indian person who's on, or not, I wouldn't say the average Indian person, I shouldn't stereotype, but many people, you know, very rude, treating them as if, you know, they're really some form of slavery. And I don't want, you know, I understand that sounds sort of exaggerated, but there's this idea that someone who serves you is a person you own, and that, you know, you've entered into this transaction, and because you paid a certain sum of money, that this person is just yours to misbehave with. And it takes all kinds of forms. You know, it takes people harassing people on flights. It's almost as if once you're on a flight and you've had that, you know, drink on an international flight, or you've had a cup of tea on a domestic flight, you have a license to, you know, molest, assault, be nasty, you know, also with other passengers, but more often with staff. And then the greater the class difference, the obvious class difference, the worse the behavior. So I think all of that I completely agree with. A couple of things I want to just sort of raise here, in addition to what you said. You know, some of them complement what you said, and some of them might be at a sort of tangent. You know, how much of this also has to do with, like, Delhi in particular? Because there's a certain kind of aggression in any public interaction that you see in Delhi in any kind of activity. So it's true that, you know, these guys were... So, okay, let's assume that the passenger was at fault. And let's assume that he was at fault, you know, in an... it was a genuine mistake, right? Because I don't think someone is going to go and... I don't think, like, this guy, Katyal, is going to go and stand near a luggage truck or a trolley to deliberately instigate a fight. So, you know, the mode in which these guys talk, right?
Yeah.
And I completely understand that there is a kind of class dimension to it. This may sound classist. I don't want to be classist, but maybe there is my class bias coming out. I you know, I'm willing to, like, sort of accept that. But the way a lot of people work is, you know, rudeness, abehat, or, you know, even if they will say, they will not use abehat to someone who is a customer, they say, hati up. So, you know, the words are the polite, sort of in the polite kind of register, but the tone is definitely not. Then this guy apparently made some remark about, you know, tu bahar nikal, which is a standard Delhi thing that, you know, come out and I will show you. then the matter was settling out. And then apparently these guys started, you know, using some curse words, MCBC probably. So my question is, and then a guy instigates them and then they pin this guy to the ground. They subtly decide that, look, all is over and done. At that point of time, it seems to become an ego hassle. They pull the guy back and pin him to the ground. So a couple of things.
Yeah.
One is, okay, let's assume the guy has been odious, etc. And just because he's a customer doesn't mean he gets, you know, a free pass on that. If the matter is not critically urgent, right? If the matter is not critically urgent, you let him go. But if you feel he's already violated a line or he's, you know, compromised safety or he has interfered in your duties, why not, you know, why not call a security person? Because these are not security personnel themselves. Do they have the right to physically pin a guy to the ground? That's the question, right? And, you know, that to me is the sort of, you know, really alarming part. And I know that I would say that it probably happens a lot more on the other way, which is that, you know, someone who's in a position of superior power or higher status or greater social class or the customer role will, without batting an eyelid, assault people. You know, I've seen people, you know, and I've seen and I've heard of people, like, you know, slap watchmen, liftmen, you know, drivers, the works. So those are just some, you know, additional thoughts I'd sort of put in there. But yeah, we do need, like, a lot more, you know, customer service training. And you know, we at the same time do also need some reflection among the more privileged elite sections of society about how they deal with, you know, service providers.
Yeah, and I think we've done a few stories on airport behavior. You know, I think there was a police lady who got harassed by a man in an airport.
Yeah.
Then we did a story about the privatization of Air India a while back. So we've talked about air travel and spaces like airports and spaces within aircraft, behavior within aircraft. This is a different place. Look, I have flown IndiGo on a couple of occasions. I think its reputation of it being a punctual, effective airline is really, really well deserved. Because in India, for a journey of 2 hours, often you have airplanes delayed for about an hour and a half. So this is kind of this lackadaisical approach to timing. And IndiGo, in their business model, have delivered to that. So I've got great respect for, in a complex country like India, to operate the number of flights they do brilliantly. This probably was a blight. It happened in a city which, as you say, is given to aggressive behavior. I wouldn't urge anybody to stop flying IndiGo. That's my personal view, because, you know, this is an odd customer interaction moment which this airline can correct and adjust. But I think what it calls for is a more reflection on how we behave in public space with people who are providing service, and there's much to learn from that. Those would be my closing remarks on that, Rohit.
Yeah, and I think we can have another conversation later, or we can come back to the theme in the context of another conversation about, you know, just some notion of customer service norms and expectations. And I think some of this also has to do with, you know, the way our economy is sort of unfolding, the way a whole series of new social relations are actually emerging or manifesting themselves in, you know, Indian public space. Okay, but I think, on that note, we can end that. So, yeah, we'll be back in a second with another podcast episode. Okay, take care, man.
Chalo, take care. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.